Hey there, everyone. I am going to answer 808 Seduction's questionnaire on long-distance relationships and cyber relationships. All right, let's get started. Number one, are you or have you ever been in a real-time, physical, long-distance relationship? Yes, actually I have. A few times, now that I think about it. I would say the first one was with the husband. This was before we were married, of course. That's a bit presumptuous, but this was before we were married. We went to different colleges. So we saw each other on the weekends and over breaks. How did I cope? Not very well, honestly. I didn't like it. So, you know, it was hard. You felt like you had to, like, pack everything into the weekend or, you know, spring break or the summer. And once we finally got to move in together, that was a good thing. Am I in a long-distance relationship now? Like a physical one? Kind of. Maybe a little bit. Yeah. Number two. Cyber relationships, what's your opinion? Well, I mean, if it's between, like computers or something, like, I don't have a problem with that. Like, as long as they keep it in the bedroom, I'm fine. You know, I think once upon a time, people really looked down on online relationships or relationships that started online, you know, not in, like, a online dating thing, but like, oh, I met someone on a chat room and now we're gonna get married. I remember in the very, very early days of the internet that was like, whoa, holy crap. And still, I think it's looked down upon now. Like, how can you have a real relationship with somebody you only chat with online? But since my very early days of being on the internet, I have found myself, you know, developing relationships with people online. So I think it's perfectly legitimate. I think they can be difficult. I think that you have to approach them in a different manner because there is always always the chance that you are going to be catfished, you know, as the phrase is now, or, you know, that somebody is not being that honest, but then again, that can help happen in a relationship that is, you know, physical and immediate and right there. So I just think you have to be a little bit more diligent, a little bit more careful with a cyber relationship. You know, you don't want to reveal information too quickly, necessarily. You don't want to totally fall for someone until you're kind of sure they are who they say they are. Sort of thing. Number three, are you in one? Ever been in one? How long have they lasted? Would you engage in one? All right, so am I in one? let's see. I'm going to skip that one for right now. So have I ever been? How long? Geez, my online dalliances, if that's the right word. And for the record, it's a little bit late at night. Tired. I taught all day long and I'm recording this right now because 808 Seduction said I had to. So, just kidding. But, geez, where was I going with all that? Oh yeah, so I would say my first cyber relationship happened back in, oh dear God, let me just show you people how old I am. Back in like 1993, 94, when I was in college, I was on IRC, and I was on IRC using computers that were like not even window-based. They were like DOS-based or something. I don't even know. You had to type in like commands and hit F this and F that to get them to do stuff. So it was basically like a black screen with green words on it. And at that time, you know, it was my freshman year of college, very early on in my freshman year of college that I discovered that I was pretty good at the whole cyber sex. Back then, I think I called it net sex kind of thing. And I did end up making a connection with, like, two people back then. The one, poor boy, I feel terrible, I don't even remember his name, but I totally broke his little heart. Yeah, that was pretty terrible. He was a college boy, another, you know, I was in college, he was in college. He fell pretty hard for me, but I was a, you know, a stupid 18-year-old kid, and it wasn't long after I got to college that I discovered that I didn't need to necessarily just engage with people on the computer. I could do it in real life as well, and so I got a little bit more caught up in that than on my cyber relationships. So there was the one poor little boy whose heart I just completely ripped out and stomped on and still feel bad about to this day. But then there was another one. He was an older man, and, you know, I think it was interacting with him I learned how careful you kind of have to be, because he was slightly duplicitous, only in the fact that, like, he would be chatting with me and would be, like, simultaneously chatting with someone else, and occasionally he would get the messages mixed up and things like that, and it has made me always a little bit paranoid about that kind of thing. He and I actually did end up hooking up once in public, in person, but how lame is this? Like, I had to have my dad, like, drive me to the place where I was meeting this guy, and my mom was, like, flipping her shit, because she was like, oh my god, you met some guy online, he's a serial killer, you're gonna die. I didn't. We went to dinner, messed around a little bit, and that was about it. It didn't last after that, sadly. But it was kind of fun. So those were, like, the first two, I guess. Am I in one now? Yes. But I am, as I've stated before in these kinds of things, I call myself, or at least I identify, I guess that's the phrase, I identify as polyamorous. So I honestly believe that you can be involved in a romantic relationship with more than one person at a time. And I am, because it takes a village to keep me satisfied. So while I am happily married, I have some people online that I engage with, that I interact with. And yeah, I would say of, like, my online relationships, they are all three of them very good. They are all three of them pretty real, pretty intense. Yeah. So there. I think it's kind of a good thing. I wish that the people with whom I am involved online, I wish they weren't so far away. Stupid oceans and stupid continents and stuff like that. And how long have they lasted? Let's see. Those very first ones, they didn't last very long. I am with somebody now, my submissive. He's my kitty. And he was one of the very first people I met when I started posting on GWA. And he's the one who actually introduced me to the concept of a JOI. And he and I have been together for, geez, almost 3 years now. So, and we're still very close. And, yeah, our relationship is, it's changed a lot over the years. But, yeah, he's really important to me. And then I have two others. One is maybe in the, like, area of about 6 months. I don't know. The other one is just about a year. So there's that. Had a couple others, you know, like 6 months seems to be the cutoff sometimes. That wasn't a hint, by the way, for the person with whom I've been together for 6 months. Okay. Okay, number four. Jeez, I talk a lot. In dealing with cyber relationships, one at a time, multiple relations, like I said, it takes a village, really, to keep me satisfied. I'm a lot of work. No, it's quite the opposite. It's, I have a lot of love to give and stuff. And I really believe in the concept of polyamory. I believe that, it's almost selfish to, and I know I've said this before, but it's selfish to make one person satisfy all of my needs. And to, you know, I can't ask one person to be everything that I need. And so that's why I have so many others. At least that's how I justify it to myself. Or maybe I'm just slutty. I'm not sure. Or it could be both. ¿Por qué no los dos, right? Okay. But yeah, multiple relations. I think that, you know, there was a while that towards the end of my time there on GWA where I was being pretty flirty. And I was chatting with a lot of people, not gonna lie. And, you know, that's difficult, I think. But to have, like, solid, continuous relationships with people that continue, that aren't, you know. I don't know how to describe it, but I find it very satisfying. So, there's all that. Okay, number five. Relating to number four, is it cheating? Both on a, real-time RT, 808, I don't know what RT means, significant other and other cyber partners. Is it cheating? It can be. It really depends. And for me, cheating means that there is betrayal. Cheating means there's lying, that there's subterfuge, that there, I don't even know if that's the right word, but it sounded cool. Cheating means that there, you know, is duplicity, and there's, you know, somebody's doing something and not being open about it. And so I think that it can definitely be cheating if you are not open. Now, do I always think cheating is a bad thing? Not necessarily. Like I said, I believe that you can be in love with more than one person at a time. I don't think it takes away from, you know, that one love takes away from another. So, yeah. Whether my partners see it as cheating, I know a couple of them, maybe three of the four don't. I don't know about the other one, but probably not. All right, number six, cyber sex or sexting, like or dislike. Oh, I think those are delightful. I love words. You know, I'm an English teacher. I make audio porn. I love words. I love sounds. I have been kind of engaging in this sort of stuff for a really long time. If I really think back to kind of my beginnings with, I don't know how to say it, but like my beginnings with like erotica and porn in general, it goes all the way back to like 7th grade. Me and my best friend in 7th grade, we started writing stories back and forth to each other, not, to turn each other on or anything like that. Sickos, don't think that. But we had these two characters, Lance and Sheena, and we would just write, you know, little sexy stories about them. And, you know, at the time, it was the best my little 7th grade brain could come up with, and a lot of it, of course, was very derivative of love scenes I had read in books or seen in movies, you know, because I had absolutely no experience at that time, so, yeah. So it kind of started then, and I realized that, you know, I could write these stories and people liked them. And I think when I discovered Gone Wild Audio, you know, 3 years ago, it kind of like brought that back, like, oh wait, this is kind of like what I used to do, but now I get to do it out loud and make sexy sounds. I think that's why I like it. So, in sexting, oh my gosh, I do. I love sexting. I love receiving dirty messages at inappropriate times. You know, 'cause that's kind of like one of my things. So, you know, I love when I'm at some boring meeting in school and I kind of like surreptitiously look at my phone and somebody has sent me, you know, something dirty or you know, sending somebody a little message during the day, like, hey, I'm thinking about your cock right now. I just love that. And if I am with someone who is gifted with words, you know, then they are able to get me off that way. 'Cause like I said, I love words. And I've always been a reader, of course. I'm an English teacher. I love to read. And so words that are written just to me, that are written for the sole purpose of turning me on, like that is like the greatest thing ever. I mean, maybe not like the greatest thing ever, like actually having sex with these people who write these lovely words to me would be the greatest thing ever. But yeah, in terms of like sexting, I think I hit a jackpot recently with one of my partners. He's pretty damn good at it. So yeah, I like it. Okay, number 7. Phone sex, Skype sex, audio only, like or dislike, share some experiences. I love phone sex. Especially, you know, when you're in a long distance situation, phone sex could be pretty damn intense. Not gonna lie, I've had some really intense experiences with phone sex, and a lot of my experience with dominance and submission has been like on, you know, over the phone. Or, you know, through Skype or whatever, audio only. I don't do video. And it's not that I don't want, well, I don't. And it's not like, 'cause I'm not like catfishing people or anything. Like, you know, I'm not like a dude or anything like that. But I would be so self-conscious if I was on video that I wouldn't be able to relax and have fun. And so I don't do video. I mean, occasionally I will send little videos or pictures, but I mostly like audio. And so, yeah, I've had some good experiences over Skype and over the phone. Like, I have experienced subspace numerous times, you know, during a session online, or excuse me, on the phone. And yeah, those can just be as intense as, you know, a sexual experience that's physically, you know, somebody who's physically there. And plus, like, I'm such an audio type person that I just love hearing stuff. That was so specific. My word choice is really good right now. Okay, number 8. In relation to number 7, with the emergence of video chat, Snapchat, etc. Is visual stimulation with your partner essential to the experience? It is not essential. I like it. I like when people send me pictures or videos or, you know, whatever. I enjoy that, and I occasionally do that as well. I'm really self-conscious about the way I look and stuff. So for me to send a picture, I have to take like 4,000 pictures to find one that doesn't make me want to throw up a little bit, and then I'll send it. And of course, all the people who I'm with are very lovely and have never said like, oh, thanks, gross, you know? And so, yeah. Visual stimulation is nice, but not necessary. So, and I know guys, I'm stereotyping, generalizing here, but guys do tend to be pretty visual and they like that. And so I feel bad that I'm not comfortable taking pictures of myself. It's very strange because I'm not comfortable with pictures, but if I'm like, you know, in a physical situation with somebody, you know, if somebody's in the room and they have consented to have sex with me, I'm not shy at all. It's weird. Like pictures, videos, no. But if somebody's here with me in person and they're like, hey, do you wanna, whoosh, my clothes are off. So it's funny how that works. Okay. Yeah, you all needed to know that. Let's see, number 9. Have you ever met someone online and then met in real life? Share as much as you're comfortable with. If not, would you? Do you want to? So, yes, I have. I have met, let's see, there was the one dude back when I was in college. And, you know, that went pretty well. We didn't have sex, but we made out, you know. We messed around. It was fun. I liked it. And, yeah, I've met one person who I met through GWA. There's some audio of that if you ever want to listen to it. Yeah, and it went really, really well. I was very nervous because, like I said, I'm very self-conscious about the way I look. And this person who I met, okay, this is going to sound really, really conceited and ridiculous, but he was a huge fan of my audios, like to the point where he had some stuff memorized and he knew my audios better than I do. And so for him, he was almost a little bit starstruck, which is so fucking weird to me. And so I just was like, oh my god, I'm going to disappoint him because I'm just dorky and derpy looking and chubby and I got funny hair and, you know, like, he's going to be like, oh, ew, never mind. But he wasn't, and we had a really, really, really good time. And like I said, there's some audio of that I posted if you ever want to listen, which most of the time people don't. They don't want to hear they don't want to hear a dude in my audios, but it's good. He spanks me. Okay. But yeah, that's been my experience so far, so it went really well. There's a couple other people who I'd freaking love to meet, so hopefully, fingers crossed, someday in the future. Number 10, the internet makes it very easy to meet people. It can be also very dangerous. Have you ever had any creepy chat experiences or stalkerish situations? Again, share as much as you're comfortable with. I have not had anyone be like super creepy or stalker-ish with me. Quite the opposite is true. I have pretty good stalker skills. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Part of that has to do with the fact that I used to work in the mortgage industry, and so, like, I know how to find, like, addresses and, you know, property information and stuff like that, so I have used my stalker skills a few times. Mostly I do it to just kind of prove that I can. For instance, the guy who I was just talking about, the one that I met, he's a 4chan person and, you know, a Reddit person, but he was saying how, you know, his stuff online, he's got his tracks covered. It'd be really hard to dox him and stuff like that. And, you know, not based on stuff I know online, but I know his name and I know where he lives approximately. So within about 20 minutes, I emailed him back with, like, his address, his middle name, how much he paid for his house, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it sort of creeped him out, rightfully so. And I've done that to a couple other people as well. a very well-known GWA celebrity, if you will, challenged me once. He was like, oh yeah, stalk away. And I did, and I found all kinds of information. But then he learned a good lesson, and he kind of, like, you know, fixed that so other people couldn't do it. And so, yeah, and all that. So I have not had any creepy experiences. I am the creeper, sad to say. But in my defense, I use those skills sometimes for good, though. Like, I think it would be kind of hard to catfish me, only because I listen very well to clues that people give me about who they really are. I pay attention to details. I think it's partially being due, you know, because I'm like a reader and I study literature and you kind of have to like figure out characters and stuff. So I kind of do that with people as well. So I remember details and like, oh, well, you said that there's a bridge by your house and, you know, or whatever. I don't even know. And so I think it would be hard to catfish me that way. Because I would check out your story, basically. And so I kind of, you know, have those skills to protect myself. See, do you see how I'm justifying that? Like, I just, like, turned that around and made it, like, a positive thing and not like I'm a creeper. All right. Okay. Finally, the bonus question, and I better get extra credit for this. Share any thoughts you might have on long-distance relationships, cyber relationships, or any other topic covered in this questionnaire. Long-distance. Distance is a bitch. That's all I'm going to say. Like, fuck you, distance. Fuck you, ocean. Fuck you, continent. Just fuck you. Yeah. Damn it. Stupid ocean. Keeping me from people I want to see. Cyber relationships are fun. They can be very intense. You have to be very careful. And any other topics? No, I think I'm good, because I think, yeah, almost damn near half an hour. This is bad. You should just never ask, like, have me answer questions. But like I said, I'm only doing this because 808 Seduction said I had to. And I do what he tells me. So, yeah. I think that's really what I should talk about is 808 Seduction. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. But I could. Okay, I really don't know what I'm saying right now. It's kind of late. I'm tired. You know what, people? I, like, taught, like, all day long. Yeah. And if you had to do that, you would be tired, too. Maybe some of you have done that. Maybe you had to work a lot today. What the fuck am I talking about? All right, I'm seriously going to go. If you listen to me, as always, thank you. You're crazy. Just throwing that out there. And I will talk at you guys later. And you know what, people? If you're listening to me, when you come later on, I want you to whisper swirl as you do. All right. Bye, everyone.